Welcome to Investigative Postcast, a new podcast from Investigative Post. I'm Johnny Moran, producer for Investigative Postcast, and today I'm talking to editor Jim Heaney about Night News Match. So, Jim, I understand Investigative Post got kind of an early Christmas gift from the Knight Foundation.
Yeah, we were selected one of 57 nonprofits around the country that the Knight Foundation is going to match donations we receive through January 19th.
Tell me about the Knight Foundation. What is that?
It's one of the largest, probably the largest underwriter of nonprofit journalism in the country. They gave us a large grant shortly after we launched. I think it was in 2013 that helped us fund environmental and some other coverage. And they've been kind of in the front lines of providing nonprofits with resources to kind of prime the pump when it comes to innovation. So they're big players, and the fact that we were chosen is kind of a stamp of approval.
So how exactly does the donation match work?
Any donation made between now and January 19th, donations of anywhere from $1 to $1,000, the Knight Foundation will match. And they'll cap their match at $25,000. But it provides donors a kind of unique opportunity where basically for every dollar they give, somebody matches it. So I'm hoping it's going to be a real incentive for folks to either donate as a one-time donation or else join as members.
How big of a deal is this for Investigative Post?
It's a pretty big deal. You know, it helps work like most nonprofits, particularly nonprofit newsrooms. You know, we're in the middle of our annual drive where we're trying to get folks to donate at the end of the year. And this should incentivize people to give because, again, they'll double their money. Beyond that, usually after the first of the year, fundraising kind of takes a pause. People have done their things. They've made their donations. They've probably got some credit card bills from Christmas to pay. But this gives people another 19 days to belly up to the bar, so to speak, and donate. So it should provide us, $25,000 match. And believe me, we're going to go hard to try and raise our 25 so we can get the maximum 25. That is $25,000 for us is a large grant. So and it should help us bring in more money than we otherwise would from our donor base for this time of year. So this will get us a good jump start into the new year, and it's a year that we have a lot of ambitious plans. So this money will come in handy.
Why should people donate to Investigative Post? What do they get out of it?
Well, I think as media struggles financially, and pretty much, newspapers have been struggling for some time. Broadcasting is holding its own, but the handwriting's on the wall to some degree that the so-called mainstream media tends to be laying off journalists, not adding journalists. And nonprofits like Investigative Post have filled the void, not just by providing any kind of coverage, but providing the costly coverage that newspapers in particular are doing less and less of. Investigative reporting is the most expensive reporting that gets done. I know when I was at the Buffalo News, there was a point where, the paper used to track the number of bylines that reporters had. And there were reporters on staff that were, who covered beats who were doing 300-400 stories a year. And then there was me, and I was doing, 50, maybe 100. Because I was doing stories, the beat reporters are doing one or two stories a day. They're just cranking it out. That's their job. My job was to step back and do the in-depth either investigations or analyses that took days, weeks. There was one project I worked on that took a year and a half. And news organizations that are struggling financially are more interested in that reporter now, who's turning out 200, 300, 400 stories a year, not the guy turning out 50 or 100. So there's been a lot less investigative reporting being done at the local level. And so where Investigative Post comes in is I've got three full-time reporters, and all they do are those longer stories. I mean, our byline count here compared to newspapers is atrocious. But we're doing the deep dives. Our reporting on the Buffalo Billion resulted in Preet Bharara launching a criminal investigation that's got nine people under indictment. Dan Talvak's reporting on lead poisoning in the city got the city and county finally to do something about it. Much like a couple years back, his coverage of Skajakwita Creek got the state of New York and the town of Cheektowaga to start to address a problem. So, you know, myself and three reporters, it's a pretty small staff, but we punch well above our weight. We're doing a lot of high-impact journalism. We're doing the kinds of stories that other news outlets aren't doing, and we're getting it in front of a very large audience. I mean, we've got our partners with WGRZ Channel 2, with WBFO, with The Public, and with Susan Arbetter and the Capitol Press Room. You know, we're reaching up to 265,000 readers, viewers, and listeners with every story. So we're doing kind of high-impact work. We're getting in front of a large audience. And Buffalo is the better for it. I mean, we are helping to expose problems and get them addressed. And that's really what responsible journalism is supposed to be doing. It's supposed to make a difference. And I really think that Investigative Post, pound for pound, is making more of a difference than any news outlet in Western New York.
So are you just asking for donations, or are you doing other things to raise money?
Well, January 18th, we're gonna resume our event series. We're going to be doing something at Allen Street Hardware, 7 o'clock at night. I'm going to be interviewing a panel of experts to consider social justice in the era of Donald Trump. It's the week before the inauguration. I think that I expect a large crowd of people to kind of come listen and ask questions and engage in a conversation. And that'll be a fundraiser as well. We're also going to auction off one of Tom Tolles' cartoons, an original Tom Tolles cartoon drawn for the Washington Post. That'll be an online auction that we'll be putting up shortly. We still have to figure out. We've never done an online auction before, so we have to kind of sweat the details on that. But we'll be doing one, maybe two auctions of that. So, but the bread and butter is going to be asking people to donate online or join as a member online. And I'm really hoping the community can dig deep and double their money and really help us get a good head start on our fundraising for 2017.
Jim Heaney, thank you so much. Keep up the important work. You can donate to Investigative Post by going to investigativepost.org/donate. Make sure you give before January 19th to have your donation matched by the Knight Foundation. I'm Johnny Moran. Thanks again for listening.